You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
You are listening to The Piggy Bank here on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. Happy Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. I hope everyone's week is off to a good start. It is another warm one here in College Park. It is going to be 80 degrees today. Not quite the block is hot, but yeah, we're getting there. It's going to be very nice today. So, you know, maybe take a stroll around town, walk around if you got no classes today. Maybe even hang out on McKeldin. If you're tuning in from outside the area, though, hope you're doing well as well. It's a great day to listen to some tunes here on the Piggy Bank. We got some good stuff to at least get us underway. We're going to get into the tunes with David Bowie's Moss Garden off of his album Heroes, and then Neil Young with Alabama off of his album Harvest. Let's have a great Tuesday, everybody.
the best laid plan. Swing low, Alabama. You got the spare chain. You got to feel strange. And now the moment is all that is bent. Alabama, you got the weight on your shoulders.
Play. no place to go.
And that is Meatloaf with All Revved Up and No Place with No Place to Go off of his album Bat Out of Hell. And before that, the Kinks of Denmark Street off of their album Lola versus Power Man and the Money Ground Part One. Excuse me. The first one you just heard off of the album Bat Out of Hell, loosely based on a futuristic rock version of Peter Pan. In which Jim Steinman, the composer for Meatloaf, had written in the workshop since 1974, so about a year before recording started. With this album being recorded over the course of 2 years between Bearsville Studio. It's an independent studio out of Woodstock. Various studios, but including Bearsville Studio, which is out of Woodstock, New York, also produced by Todd Rundgren, who would end up being a pretty big deal in his own right. With a lot of his work with a lot of different groups, honestly. I mean, I don't know what to say, but anyway. If you're hearing little chirps, by the way, in the background, we got the window open here. It is that nice here on campus. But anyway, let's get back to the tunes. We're going to get into The Who with Gideon Tune off of their album Who's Next. And then Fleetwood Mac with Warm Ways off their self-titled album.
this note, 'cause it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
just put my spine out of place. Hey, man. My school is insane. Hey, man. My work's down the drain. Hey, man. Oh, she's a total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she won't let you. Oh, don't lean on me, man, 'cause you can't afford the ticket.
Bomb the flavor.
And that was Elton John with Social Disease off of his album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And before that, David Bowie with Suffragette City off his album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. The one you just heard, Social Disease off of his again, Elton John's album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Was only written in 2.5 weeks, the whole album. Bernie Taupin with Elton John traveled to Pink Flamingo Hotel in Kingston, Jamaica to write the whole album. The Stones had just written Goat's Head Soup there, which did very well in 1973. And so they went to Jamaica. They wrote it there. They wanted to record it there as well, but there was just difficulties with getting like a studio piano and the sound system and all the logistical issues going on around, getting that done. Because at the same time you had, in Kingston, you had Joe Frazier versus George Foreman, going on in Kingston, along with protests over political and economic situation in the country. So it just, it made more sense to just get, write it there and then head home. It made a lot more sense to just do that and run with it. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to get into the band with Caledonia Mission off their album Music from Big Pink, and then Janis Joplin with Work Me Lord off her album I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again.
She learned so well from the old wife. It's so strange to arrange it. You know I wouldn't change it. But hear me, if you're near me, can I just rearrange it? The watchman covers me.
Please, don't you leave me. feel so useless down here with no one to love. Though I've looked everywhere and I can't find me anybody to love to feel my hard it is trying to live on alone. Every day I keep trying to move forward, but something is driving me up. But it's something trying to hold on to me. You forget me, love. Well, I don't think I'm any very special kind of person down here. I know better, but I don't think you're gonna find anybody, not anybody, who can say that they tried like I tried. The worst you can say all about me is that I've never satisfied.
Thief and neighbor, you can hear. As stretched out between us like a ribbon on the high plain, down from Phoenix through Salinas, round the bend and back again. As long as we can sail away, as long as we can sail away, there'll be wind in the canyon, moon on the rise. As long as we can sail away, as long as we can sail away, as long as we can sail away.
And that was Neil Young and Crazy Horse with their song Sail Away off their album Rust Never Sleeps. Before that, XTC with That Is The Way off of their album Drums and Wires. The album Rust Never Sleeps by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That was Neil Young's 10th studio album. It was only his third, though, with the band Crazy Horse. I think the big focus, if I remember correctly, and it's been a bit since I can think about this straight. The main point of this was Young using like the Rust Never Sleeps as like a concept for the show, for like the tour he was going to do for the show, like the album. He really wanted to avoid artistic complacency though. So he did a lot more like progressive theatrical approaches, to performing live. And so you see a lot of like this album, like was like a lot like this and Ragged Glory are like precursors to grunge music pretty much. So like before, like basically Nirvana and Pearl Jam have really cited this. And then the next album he does he does in 1990 with Ragged Glory as like what really got grunge off the ground. We're going to do one more song and then we're going to come back as we approach the top of the hour. This is the Beatles with When I'm 64 off of their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? By the fireside, Sunday mornings go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight. If it's not too dear, we shall scrimp. God, drop me a line stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're your answer. Fill in a form, mine forevermore. Or will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
And again, that was the Beatles with When I'm 64 off their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. A song written by McCartney at the age of 14. Didn't see the light of day until Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, though. It was in the early days of the band when they actually did play this song during the long residencies at Hamburg Star Club. McCartney would often play this song on piano during interviews, saying loudly yelling, "I've written a song," to anyone in earshot. It was speculated that the song was written about and revised to include McCartney's father's age, which was 64 at the time the song was released. A bit ironically, though, I guess on a more darker note, McCartney separated from his second wife, Heather Mills, at age 64. With a legal settlement of about £24.3 million, which is about $38.5 million U.S. Again, coming up top of the hour here, we got some great tunes coming in soon. We're going to get into some Steely Dan, Rita Lee, and Tutti Frutti, Fleetwood Mac, Bob Dylan, and Johnny Cash, Queen, Wire. Just a lot of good tunes coming up. In terms of the schedule, again, at the end of the show will wrap up at 12. At noon, Winning Time, hosted by Jack Wynn, will come on. And then at 2 o'clock, Employees Must Wash Hands, hosted by Jay Cohen and Sebastian, a.k.a. DJ Seb, will be on it too. At 3, we have Music Team, hosted by Polly and Jersa. At 4, La Hora Salsera, hosted by DJ Salsero. At 6 o'clock, Marginalia Radio, hosted by Mauro Gonzalez. At 8 o'clock, Lunatic, hosted by Thalia. At 9 o'clock, The New Indie Canon, hosted by Patch and Mortimer. At 11 o'clock, Around the World in 60 Minutes, hosted by DJ Nalani. And then, to wrap out your day, if I can find it, well, actually, that might be it. Yeah, and that'll be it, actually, for your broadcast morning, your broadcast day after that. So once Around the World in 60 Minutes wraps up, that is it for your broadcast day. As I said, we got good tunes coming up here top of the hour. Maybe if you're looking for something to do tonight, again, Maryland baseball's been on a bit of a heater. Maryland baseball started the season 3-4. It was a bit of a missed start, but have since won 7 of their last 8 and are now on having a big challenge today. It's on ESPN Plus. I believe it's 7, might be 6. I don't remember. You can check. It's available on their Instagram. But Maryland, currently 47th ranked on RPI, takes on West Virginia, currently 33rd ranked. They were ranked at one point in the top 25, but it's been a bit. But hey, I guess if you want something to watch, I could recommend that. Maryland baseball looking to get their 8th win in 9 games, and it would be a big one for them. They haven't really had a competition like this yet. Most of their opponents have been on the softer schedule side of things, like Delaware, Wagner, UNCW. I would say Troy was a pretty solid opponent, but they took 2 of 3 on them. And the sweep, again, they got swept against Louisiana, which Louisiana Lafayette has been pretty good this year, so can't really complain. Again, top 5 teams right now in college baseball. I think they're like Southern Miss is the top in RPI right now, followed by USC, UC Santa Barbara, Clemson, and Cincinnati. Again, this is all rankings, though, on RPI. This is all loose. Louisiana's now 12th ranked. Jeez, I forgot that they're doing really good out the gate. Dang. And then